The human species evolved as omnivores, gathering leaves, fruits, nuts, and berries, and occasionally hunting down creatures for their flesh. And while many vegetarians have lost the taste for meat, whole fast food empires have been built on the flavor appeal of the hamburger. But beef is hard on everything, from the arteries to the environment, so now high-tech food designers have come up with the next generation of cholesterol-free burgers that don't send cattle to the slaughterhouse. One of these newish offerings is a plant-based patty being marketed as the Impossible Burger, because thanks to a bit of genetic engineering, it so closely mimics ground beef that it actually bleeds like the real thing. The other day, Impossible Foods offered free samples near Harvard Square, and Living on Earth's Savannah Christensen and Noble Ingram headed over for a taste test.
So Savannah and I were standing in this parking lot pretty close to Harvard. It's raining, and there's this big crowd of students. Everyone's waiting outside of this black food truck.
Yeah, and every once in a while, this tray full of small burgers comes out of the truck.
You know, those burgers are actually Impossible Burgers. They look, they smell like meat, but they're entirely plant-based. And from the looks of it, they're drawing a pretty big crowd.
Granted, it is free food and they are students. But I do have to say I'm a little apprehensive about trying this burger. I mean, I haven't eaten red meat in about 8 years or so, and the idea of my veggie burger bleeding while I'm eating it just sounds really unappealing.
You know, I also gave up eating meat a little more recently, but I have to say I'm pretty excited about this.
All right, so Noble has just received his Impossible Burger.
I mean, look at that. It's brown. It's sort of like sizzly on the bottom. It's good. I mean, it's sort of like heavy, like meat. You know, dense, chewy, kind of oily.
It smells like barbecue, I would say. It smells good. I'm not going to lie. Here we go. Wow, yeah. It tastes like how I remember meat tasting. I don't know that I would guess that it's plant, but I'm going to let you eat the rest of this. So every time this tray comes out, all these hungry students reach out to grab the burgers, and the tray empties in no time at all.
I'm actually a pretty big meat eater. I love meat. I tried to be like pescatarian for a while, and that didn't work because I really missed the flavor of meat.
I'm a hardcore meat eater, but I would be open to not doing so if the taste is similar.
And I'm like sort of in the process of trying to become a vegetarian, so this is very exciting.
And you know, asking around, people's reasons for showing up are really striking. It can be anything from the political to the personal.
I know farming meat causes a lot of methane emissions. It's really, from what I hear, terrible for the environment. So I would definitely be willing to switch over to plant-based meat.
I'm Muslim, so I have to try to eat halal, but I break every once in a while. So I was like, if I have another alternative, why not?
For me, I have a lot of friends who are vegetarian or vegan, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, go out to eat or cook at home. So it'd be cool if there was something that was like a bridge between that.
And you know, many of the people that I talk to say they have environmental reasons for trying this burger. And that makes sense. The company says their goal is to reduce the carbon cost of producing meat. According to their website, they say their burger uses only a 20th of the land, a quarter of the water, and produces just an eighth of the greenhouse gases that a normal beef patty would.
And on top of that, people think these burgers taste good too.
It sort of tastes like a cross between real red meat and like seitan. It's definitely more like meaty than seitan. It has more of that like flavor, but I kind of like it better than red meat.
I'm from Tucson, so we eat a lot of Mexican food, and there's sort of a similar spice taste to the sort of Sonoran-inspired meats that we'll make.
So I was reading that to make this veggie burger taste beefy and appear to bleed, the company extracts a protein called heme, which is found in blood, but also in plants. And in this case, they get the heme from soy and use genetic engineering to insert it into yeast, and then cultivate it in these massive tanks. So that makes the burger genetically modified.
You know, sounds like this burger's got a complicated genetic background. And that's an important question to ask for anyone concerned about biological tampering with their food.
I'm a biology person, and I feel like there's a lot of mislabeling of GMOs, and that is a personal pet peeve of mine. So I'm less concerned about that and more concerned about just the quality of the ingredients in general, regardless if they're genetically modified or not.
All right, Savannah, what's the verdict?
Well, firstly, I don't know if I would eat it again, but it does seem to be pretty popular.
Yeah, I didn't think it was quite beef-like, but I would definitely have it again.
Yeah, well, you can get it in some restaurants already for about the same price as a regular burger.
And I hear this is part of the New England rollout tour. They're trying to figure out if there's demand out here.
Well, based on what we saw today, I think there could be.